Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Devin Feely with an update on today's storm. Well, southbound.
There's a peace I've come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. God, fall on my knees and rise. There's a peace I've come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will fall on my knees and rise.
Amen, amen. Now, that's the way to start off the night, isn't it? Hallelujah. Praise God with a song like that. We shall rise. Amen. We shall rise as the trumpets sound and the Lord calls us up. Hallelujah. When those trumpets sound, we can have raptured practice. We have a brother that's in a restaurant. And when he's in the restaurant sometimes, as the Spirit moves upon him, he gets up, lifts his arms up, and looks up. And the people around him sometimes ask, what are you doing? What are you doing? He says, I'm doing rapture practice. Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. So I sing this song here. When it comes on, we can have rapture practice. Look up and raise your arms. Hallelujah, as we look for the Lord to come. Well, bless each one. Praise God. What a way to start off. That's the that's the intro song we have now. Brother Elby's done some changing around. So we have this one now. We're very grateful because it's a powerful song. And, man, those shofars sound tremendous. Powerful. Powerful for sure. Well, bless each one of you. Praise God. You and Sister Connie and you, Sister Jeanette right now, and all others by phone or Skype or Facebook, whatever way God makes the way. We pray for other brothers and sisters using their here show up, or we pray for them, whatever they got going on. But we thank God for them, too. Here, Brother Andrew lately, and Sis Nicole, and Sis Luna. But praise God. We thank God that we can come together. Glory to God. The Lord is good. And that whatever we go through, whatever we face, he's with us. And that we go through it. And understand that we come in a place and be humble and trust the Lord and know that there's times that we suffer for the Lord and that we count it all joy and understand that his grace is sufficient, whatever we go through. And there's purposes for all things. One thing for sure, it can make you humble or more humble. But I'm grateful. I'm thankful for all the prayers and everybody, prayers about in some of the wisdom I got to help. So I'm doing better. My back's doing better. It's totally happened. It's like I've told my wife, it's when you're supposed to zig, I zag. Now I got to get the zag back in the zig. But anyway, I'm going to press through and make it through. And there might be a few times I stand up to stretch out my back sitting here, but I can still share the word, and I can still praise the Lord and know that I can overcome because of Jesus and that he's greater than anything that we face in this world. Understand that. He is greater than anything the enemy has. He's greater than anything of the fall of this world or man and this flesh, and that we trust and believe in him and know that his spirit and his power is greater and that he can mend. He can heal, he can deliver, and he can save, praise God. And then he wants you free. Who the Son sets free is free indeed, because we need freedom from the fallen one. There is freedom in the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord, there is freedom. In Jesus, there's freedom. And who needs to be set free? Everybody who is without Christ. And the way it comes is by faith alone. And being born again is understand this message tonight that we are at a crossroads of faith as we were back a couple of other years. Now we're at another one, and that we understand more and understand who we're going to trust, Jesus or Satan and man, because that's the only choices you have. And I would pray that we all are trusting Jesus, because we see the result of what man and Satan did. God have mercy. But anyway, hallelujah, another wonderful night that we can come together in the mighty name of Jesus, and that we can hear his word and to walk in his ways and trust and believe in him and know that he is good. And we're very grateful for what he's doing within our lives and other brothers and sisters' lives around us and our brothers and sisters here at the Lord's house. We pray for all and everything that everybody's facing. Tremendous things are happening in the U.S. because of what we're doing, our government and leaders are doing toward Israel. I can tell you that now. And it don't look like it's letting off anytime soon. God is trying to get people's attention. as Brother Watchman was sharing, and he points out the scripture from Job, God is in control. Oh, yeah, they got weather machines and all so-called that, but the Lord is still the final word. What happens, whatever goes, he is the one that's in control. You know, that's for sure. And I know they can manipulate and do things, but it's not going to be further than what he says. He's in total control. Oh, they think they're in control. But Jesus is in total control. Hallelujah. Praise his name. He's the King of Kings. Everybody answers to him. Believe it or not, they do. And they better be very grateful we're in the time of grace. That's for sure. But anyway, it's been a good day and a good week. You know, the weekend's ahead. I hope all y'all are doing well and we can come together and humble ourselves and focus on the Lord. And everything, it is joy. And it can have fun and laugh and be grateful. As I talk about my back, well, I feel fantastic. All the congestion and all that is gone. So hallelujah, the Lord healed that. Now this next trial's come, and I pray that the Lord will renew and strengthen my back. I pray that in the name of Jesus. Earlier, I asked my sis Brenda to pray against the spirit of affliction. As I sensed everything, and like I said, I didn't see anything that I really did out of, you know, like something heavy or something. But sometimes in that back situation, you can twist the wrong way, like I said, something. But I sensed, and we prayed against the spirit of affliction, too, and infirmity in the name of Jesus, too. So that's what we do, because our weapons of warfare are mighty in the spirit in Jesus, not the weapons of man. They are nothing compared to the Lord, and nothing you can stand up to the enemy with, only in the mighty name of Jesus. And by the power of the Spirit do we stand. Thank you. Praise you, Lord, tonight. Well, praise God. Let's pray and get started tonight. Amen. Father, thank you and praise you that we can come together in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for the mighty Holy Spirit in our lives. Lord, we pray for the anointing and the guidance of the Spirit as we share this word and what you want people to know for such a time as this. Lord, how truly eternal serious all this really is. It's no more time to be playing church. It's no more time to be following man. It is time to trust and believe in you, Lord Jesus, because you're the one of giver of life. And there is no life without you, Lord. Oh, yes, many people are walking and breathing just because of your grace. But are they really alive? The only way to be alive is in you, Lord Jesus, by faith alone in you, to believe and trust you, to hold on to you, to know that you are the only way, the truth, and the life, the only one who gives life, hope, and peace, the only one that really fulfills us, and not in ourselves. Lord, that we come humble before you and know that we need you in these days, and definitely for all eternity. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you that you have revealed who you are by your Spirit and your word and revelation to us. Praise God that we have come home and are born-again believers in you, Lord Jesus. We pray that others, anyone listening tonight that is in fear or feel like they're in bondage or they feel lost or they feel that they are unworthy or they think they're too worthy, Lord, that they would humble themselves and understand it's only through you, and that we are to come humble before you and understand you're the one who lifts us up. We come humbly before you, Lord, seeking, looking for guidance and wisdom, the anointing of the Spirit. And, Lord, we pray for protection for the enemy and the wicked one and the sinful, deceitful, and lying one and anybody controlled by him in the name of Jesus. We pray for the applied blood of Jesus over the Lord's hour, over the connections and the airways to communicate. And our brothers and sisters can come into the chat room or by phone or whichever way you make a way, Lord, that you draw them in to hear your word. Father, we thank you that you're with us, and we praise and honor you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. So tonight's first song, based on the scripture, Romans chapter 1, 16 through 18, This is the truth. This is about our faith. I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation. And what are you saved from? People need to realize it. From his wrath and punishment to everyone who believes in Christ as Savior. That's what you're saved from. You're saved from a result of sin. This is how it will be punished. How long? By the word of God forever. That's how serious it is. And understand that he's the only one that made a way. To the Jew first, and also to the Greek, or Gentiles, that would be us. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. Hallelujah. Both springing from faith and leading to faith. Disclosed in a way that awakens more faith. Hallelujah. As it is written, forever remains written, the just and upright shall live by faith. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, sis. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm very grateful. Thank you. Thank you. I agree with that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Let us worship him. Know that he is a faith God of faith and wonder. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Seeing the shades of mountain tops, the only word that breaks the curse is off. Amen. Your name, the one that covers all. Amen. It's higher than the others. Higher than the others. There is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory. There is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Full of faith and wonder, I will say no other name but yours, name but yours. Full of faith and wonder, I will say no other name but yours, name but yours. Amen. Hallelujah. What can you do with this name? Praise God. This name that storms the gates of hell. Hallelujah. Glory. The word of my life I live to tell. Amen. All the earth will bow beneath the sound. Higher than the others. Higher than the others. Full of faith and wonder. I will say no other name but yours, name but yours. Full of faith and wonder, I will say no other name but yours, name but yours. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, amen, hallelujah, the truth, hallelujah, yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus, our glorious Lord and King, hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus, amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. There is power. you, Jesus. They get louder in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Sing it louder in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Faith and wonder, I will say, no other name but yours, full of faith and wonder, I will say, no other name but yours, name but yours, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Name of Jesus. He loves. Hallelujah. Name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. No greater power. There is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. There is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. There is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. There is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise his name. There is power in the name of Jesus. The power in the name of Jesus. There is power to save. There is power to deliver. There is power to heal. There is power for freedom. There is power to come in the name of Jesus and pray. And pray for your loved ones. And pray for your brothers and sisters. And pray and know that we need them so much to trust him and believe in him. As he went, when he ministered to anybody, he always asked them, do you believe who I am? And do you believe I'm able to do this? How much more for us, brothers and sisters, the ones that knew, that know the truth, that know who he is, that we know him personally, how much more should we believe and trust him in this time of crossroads of faith? Who are we going to believe? Our glorious Savior and King Jesus, or the fallen one and man? That's the choices. That's the way. I pray that we trust and believe in Jesus. That's what we need to learn and grow and understand more and be more away. Do not love the world or the ways of the world, but trust the Lord and start going the way of heaven and be involved with heavenly things and the things that are good report and things that are what God has best for us and the life he has for us. Hallelujah, led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. For there is power in your name, and that power comes through faith. To believe who you are and what you're able to do, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Praise God. All right, sis. We're going to let you come now in the scene. And praise the Lord, but God put on your heart, Sis Jeanette, praise the Lord, and that we'll continue to worship. And thanks for the one that we believe and trust in. We've understood that, especially over these last 3 years. We understand who we have to believe and trust in. Everybody goes like the Israelites did, that we go like with Joshua and Caleb. Hallelujah. Amen. And we know who he is and who what he's able to do. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, sis.
Amen, brother.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Okay.
All right. Bless you, sis. You go right ahead. Sing
okay, brother. Bless you and Sister Connie. Okay. The goodness of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. What are you going to say, sis?
Yes, Lord.
Okay. Bless you, sis.
I love you, Lord, for you never, never fail me.
Again. Sorry, brother.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment I wake up until you say my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, oh, I will say of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire, and in darkest night you're close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. Yeah. And all my life you have been faithful. Oh. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Yeah. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now, I give you all I am. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Oh, your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now, I give you all I am. Your goodness is running out, it keeps coming after me. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I'm gonna say of the goodness of God. I'm gonna say, I'm gonna say, cause all my life you've been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. With every breath for all my days.
Thank you, Lord, for the trials that come my way. In this way I can grow with faith, as I let you see. Thank you, Lord, for the patience those trials bring in the process of growing. I can learn to care, but it goes against the way I am to put my human and let the Spirit take control of all I do. And when those trials come, my human nature is young, the thing to do. And cut the cross to me, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the trial I feel inside, that you are there to help me guide me away from wrong. I can see your face, and it's there.
Like a bride waiting for
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. As the early Christians, even the apostles, they were looking for the Lord to come. And they were, you know, thinking about it every day. And the same all over the all the generations in history. But it's much different than their day. So much more has happened. And it is definitely pointing to the Lord's coming by all that's going on in the world, for sure. Sis.
We are. We are in the last days.
Amen. We are. We are. All right, sis, thank you. Praise the Lord for those wonderful songs and that we focus. It helps us focus on the Lord. And now we'll hear his word, what he's saying to us, okay?
Amen, brother. Okay. Amen. Thank you. And the closing and the ending. Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we'll get back to the end, and y'all might hear me walking a little bit because it's so much easier walking than is sitting in this chair for some reason.
Oh, okay. Okay, brother, we don't need to, you know, to stay longer if it's okay with you, you know?
Yeah, it's feeling pretty good right now. And we've been in the presence of the Lord and praising him. So it's doing pretty good. I just probably have to stand up some, and it makes it easier. For some reason, this chair. All the rest seem like you're doing pretty good. I don't know why. The chair where I'm supposed to minister.
Okay, maybe it's change your chair right now.
Yeah. All right, bless you, sister.
Okay, thank you, brother.
All right, thank you, sis.
Okay, bye-bye.
Praise God.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, praise God. We miss Brother Andrew and Sis Nicole and Sis Luna right now, but we're here together. Me and Sis Jeanette get ready to go back into the chat room, and Sis Connie. So where two or three are gathered together in Jesus' name, he's here. Well, truthfully, that's, you know, in that scenario there, but you've got to remember, the Holy Spirit has come now. So the Lord is with us. It don't even have to be two or three gathered. We are here, and the Lord is with us. His Spirit lives inside us, amen? So tonight's message, we are at a crossroads of faith. And the last time the Lord brought this message, and now that he has strengthened it or given it some new words, that understand, it's very clear what the Lord is saying. So will you believe in him, Jesus Christ, or Satan and man? Because that's the only choices we have. There is no other. And one leads to eternal life, and the other leads to the second death, it's called. So, that's the message. We are at a crossroads of faith. Will we believe Jesus Christ or Satan and man? The question to all of us. You would think over the last 3 years, for sure, that we understand we have to believe in Jesus. And now most of us here, at the Lord's hour, we know that. But if anybody else is listening, if anybody is going through, they don't have answers, that religion ain't making it happen, that they still feel like they're in some kind of bondage or captivity, they fearful or depressed, they have no hope, they have no peace, and everything they try doesn't do it, doesn't bring it to them. If anything else, it's only temporary, like a Band-Aid. You need true freedom. You need true joy. You need true peace. And Jesus is the only one. He's the only one who brings it. So, shalom, brothers and sisters. Grace, mercy, and love is yours from your loving Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ, his Son, and our Savior, and empowered and brought to life by the Holy Spirit now. Amen? This is all truth and happening for each of you and me, wherever we are, whatever we're facing, whatever we're facing for the faith in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, we truly are at a crossroads of faith. The only true faith and way of God is his Son, Jesus Christ, personally for you and me. It is all about a personal relationship with him. From Adam and Eve to the disciples, when he was in the world being the truth and life of God to show us and tell us the way to salvation, eternal life. Amen. In the same way, he wants a relationship with each of us. and to fellowship with each of us every day. He should be part of our life, the main part compared to all others and things that are in our life now. Amen? It truly comes down to each of us and the Savior, Jesus Christ. God's way, now through the Holy Spirit, who wants to live in us and guide us and teach us of all the Father wants for us. His will and purpose for us based totally and only on his Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Like we learned last week about the will and purpose of God. Amen? Now, the point I was going to make about, pages got out of here. Hold on, bro. What in the world? Wow. This second. Pages got out of here. I didn't check. I should have looked at those. Hang on. Let me get it straight here. The pages got out of sync somehow. Okay. It's only, I think, like one or two. Sometimes that printer spits them out. Since I got it going so good. Spits them out. Okay, I got it now. Here we go. Not that yet. So, with that said, and what the Holy Spirit is revealing, in this coming days and months, we'll face tough decisions for our faith. The world and man will tell you one thing when your God and Savior is telling you right and truthful direction. Let me say that again. The world and man will tell you one thing when your God and Savior is telling you the right and truthful direction. Amen? During this week, the Lord has me sharing this with the gospel message of grace. Jeremiah 21:8. And to this people, you, Jeremiah, shall say, thus the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. Now that's what God is saying right now in the days we're living. Understand and know this for truth. There's only two choices in this life. There's only two ways to live in this life and the one to come. The way of life is through our faith in the Son of God for salvation, eternal life, Jesus Christ, amen, God's way of true life. Number two, the way of death is the fallen man, is fallen man, and having the nature and character of the fallen one, Satan. Not saved or redeemed by God's Son, Jesus, personally, his life and blood shed for them. But instead, they think they know what is best for them and everybody else. All for the common good. Have you heard that one? All for the common good. Have you heard the new one? Polycrisis. That's a new one you're going to hear. There is many. Poly means more or many. Polycrisis. Because they want to promote more and more fear. Understand this good is not the same as our God and Creator. Let's look. Isaiah 5:20-23. Now I want you to understand what is in front of most of these verses and know what this means. Woe! Woe! What does that mean? Judgment is coming. Woe! Judgment is coming to those who call evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light. Substitute? Trying to take a place of the true light, Jesus? With what? The so-called angel of light? And the light for darkness? Who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter? Whoa! Judgment is coming to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever and shrewd in their own sight. I mean, they don't have the eyes of the Lord and they don't have the sight of the Lord. They're doing it in their flesh. Whoa, judgment is coming to those who are heroes at drinking wine and ministry in mixing intoxicating drinks. Well, that don't bode well for bartenders, does it? Who justify the wicked and acquit the guilty for a bribe. Oh, we got that going on, don't we? When's the last time we've seen anybody get any kind of prison sentence or anything when they reveal things they're doing? Especially the hierarchy. And take away the rights of those who are in the right. What are they trying to do? They're trying to take away the rights of believers. Do you see this happening right now? Yes, you do. God's good is his mercy and grace and love toward us. His way of righteousness and truth, amen? Man's good, compared to God, man's good is calling God good evil. And their evil, wicked ways good. God have mercy. Substitute darkness for light and light for darkness. Like the angel of light, but really is very dark and evil. They do this by their sin nature. They have through the evil one, Satan. Amen? So with this in mind, know that our faith is going to be tested. No, it really is. Like never before. Especially for us here in America and other countries who have not faced persecution, prison, and even death. Who are we to think that we would not face these kind of tests as our brothers and sisters around the world have? Part of our faith in life in Christ is about what we are seeing. How are we going to respond? How are we going to respond? Are we going to be like other men and women of faith who stood for God and stood for Christ, even if we face persecution, prison, and death, as many of our brothers and sisters do and did? Understand, our Lord Jesus said, we will face these kinds of things as his followers and believers, amen? Even before you could face to keep your job or your business by accepting man's foolish, evil, controlling ways that we all know is causing injury and even death. Because we know now what is being revealed about the snake bite. It is not to protect you or keep you healthy, but hidden. Part of this is to do the will and purpose of the elite and their goals of reducing population or just exterminate people like animals and bugs. That is what they think of you and treat you that way. Why would they do such things so many ways? Because it is their nature without Christ. Shalom, Sis Luna. Welcome, Sis. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. Because they act like their true father of sin and death and hell, Satan. You see it clearly. You see how they act, how deceitful they are. They say one thing and do another. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the real nature of man, fallen man, is coming out very clear. This is because they act like their father of sin and death and hell, Satan. This is what he wants for all of God's created children, even the ones who really believe and worship him, even us. He can't do anything about us being saved, but he can try to make our lives miserable. If we let him, the Lord's given us a way that he can't. Many are misled and deceived by what he promised them. Yes, many have money, fame, and fortune of this world, but as the following promises them great things about the making of this world into a utopia, it is all lies to lead them to hell with him forever. You see, Satan does not have the final word. Hallelujah, that's encouraging. You should rejoice and understand. God does. And we all need to believe and trust him now. This is the truth. This is true faith. This is what true faith is. To believe and trust and embrace the Son of God personally as our Savior and King. Amen? As the Holy Spirit leads, I shared something that needed to be shared for such a time as this. Amen? Now, to the point I was making about the snake bite. The snake bite. Because that is what it truly is. That its true purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy you. And there's many testimonies, and as they're studying this, it is coming to pass. It tears your immune system. It tears down your immune system. Most of the people have taken this thing, even more of it through boosters will die within 3 to 4 years. God have mercy. This by people who know and experts of these kind of evil things. But by God's word, it is confirmed and truthfully even tells us more about the time we are in. Let's look. Think it's bad now. Wait until this comes. But praise God, we as believers in the church will be. This is for people who reject Christ. The fourth seal is called death. Lord have mercy. When he, the Lamb, broke open the fourth seal, I heard a voice of the four living creatures call out, "Come!" So I looked, and behold, ashen, pale, green as gray horse, like a corpse, representing death and pestilence. And its name was death. And Hades, the realm of the dead, was following him. Lord have mercy. How many are you going to be picking up when the realm of death is following him? They were given authority and power over fourth part of the earth. They were given it over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword and with famine and with what? Plague, pestilence, disease, and by the wild beasts of the earth. Power over the fourth part of the earth. The people of the world, those who didn't have faith in God and his son, Jesus Christ, trusted in man, trusted in the ruler of this world, Satan. The shadow of the tribulation is upon us. But the real thing is coming. Think of it. A fourth of 8 billion minus, hopefully, about a billion believers that have been raptured. Pray it's more, honestly. Pray that it's more. God have mercy. Have been raptured is like 2.5 billion with a B. Now, we have had wars and other pestilences in the history of mankind. But they were talking about millions or thousands, but this is talking about billions. That is a lot. So anybody out there say we are in the tribulation, don't listen to them anymore because we are not. This has not happened. But it will by the truth of God's word. Amen? So, do not, and I repeat, do not want to be part of any of this. I pray each one listening tonight or in the archive that you have faith in Jesus Christ, that you know him, you believe in him as your Savior, and personally through the Holy Spirit as you are born again. Amen? Are we going to stand at these crossroads of faith and give in to the ways of man? A question for each of us. Have to ask ourselves and pray and seek the Lord for direction. Do what is right and truthful and know what is evil and wrong. Let me say that again. Do what is right and truthful and know what is evil and wrong as the Holy Spirit reveals it to you. You do have discernment from him. I pray we choose God's way of life and make decisions based on what God has told us. When we face these crossroads of faith, we do not face them alone. He is with us through it all and wants to show us his care and love for us through it. Amen? So as the Holy Spirit leads, we will look at some of the examples of the ones in the faith in God's word, to be the testimonies and examples to us, to know and follow. Amen? Hallelujah. Stop right there on that one, okay? First, we will start with Joshua and Caleb. All others didn't listen or believe God, but they did. Can you imagine? All those people that the Lord brought out of Egypt, and at the end of it, two. What about the whole world before the flood or judgment? Even Moses spoke for 120 years, but in defense of the people, they weren't born again. They didn't have the Spirit of God in the time like we did in grace. But still, they could have come to God by faith, by believing what Noah was telling them, what God told Abraham, what God told Lot. He even went to his brothers-in-laws in Sodom and, you crazy fool. Nothing's going to happen. You got people saying that now. Numbers 14, 1 through 10. The people rebel. The people rebel. How do they rebel? In their flesh. Then all the congregation of Israel raised their voices and cried out, and the people wept that night. All the Israelites murmured in discontent. They were upset. They wanted their way. Against Moses and Aaron. And the whole congregation said to them, "Oh, that we had died in the land of Egypt." Really? All that God had done to bring them out and bring them out of slavery? "Oh, that we had died in the wilderness." Oh, they sure are thinking a lot by death. It makes sense because that's what our nature leads to. The one, you know, the sinful flesh in territory. "Why is the Lord bringing us to this land of Canaan to fall by the sword?" That's not what the Lord said. He said, "I'm bringing you to the promised land. I'm bringing you to a land that will flow with milk and honey, and that it will be very green, and it will prosper the harvest of the different foods and everything. Our wives and our children will become plunder. Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt?" Where's their faith? Hadn't they seen so much what God had done? That the Lord right there is with them by a cloud by day and fire by night? So they said one another, "Let us appoint a new leader and return to Egypt." Dangerous words they were speaking. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before the assembly of the congregation of the Israelites. Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes as a sign of grief. And they spoke to all the congregation, the sons of Israel, saying, "The land through which we passed as spies is exceedingly a good land. If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into the land and give it to us, which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for they will be our prey." They knew who was on their side. They knew who was on their side. Because they believe and trust in the Lord. Their faith had grown because of who he is and the word he gave them. And that he was right there with them. Their protection had been removed from them. And the Lord is with us. "Do not fear them, Because when you fear, this is the kind of thing that happens. Oh, you turn to man. You turn to the world. You listen to what they say. And they got to the place here in our time, got people afraid of some little virus. Compared to God? Really? God have mercy. But all the congregation said to stone Joshua. And Caleb was stoned. Anybody that comes and talks the truth of the word of God and revelation from him, how does the world greet them? Oh, let's come. Let's stone them. They don't want to hear the truth. Because it points out how sinful and lost they are. And they think if they get rid of them, they don't have to be concerned. But the God is, you can't get rid of him. You can't get rid of him. And he'll bring more people who speak the truth. But all the congregation said to stone Joshua and Caleb with stone. Oh, foolish men. All right. Well, there's another. Well, this one's been a strange thing going on here, I hope. Hang on, brother, sister. Let me see if I got a... Hope I don't. Page 7 didn't make it. Lord have mercy. I might have to go to my thing online here. It didn't... Don't look like it printed. Well, I should have checked this earlier. Let me see what we've got here. This is... Okay, we're okay. 7. Okay, this is 8. Amen. We're good. All right. Here we go. All right. They want the stone, all right? They want to stone Joshua and Caleb. But the glory and the brilliance of the Lord appeared at the tent meeting, tabernacle, before all the sons of Israel. This crossroads of faith for Moses and the Israelites, what? Are we going to trust God and his word and promises? Are we going to listen to the report of people who have no true faith or relationship with the living God? Most here choose to do what man said, not what God commanded. Now, God has given us all that choice. But know this truth. There is consequences or blessings to our choices of faith or unbelief. Let me say that again. There is consequences of consequences or blessings to our choices of faith or unbelief, amen? Just like, amen, sis, that we will believe the report of the Lord. Just like Joshua and Caleb, we as born-again believers in Jesus are telling people, quit trusting fallen man and have faith and trust in our Lord and our Savior, amen? Men will fail you. They're not perfect because they have a university degree or they're very knowledgeable. They make mistakes and now they're not even held accountable no more, God have mercy. Look what the people wanted to do to Joshua and Caleb, trying to remind them who they were, God's people. They was trying to encourage them and that his delight was in them. But what the spies said, looking at what God had promised in their natural physical eyes, not believing God, it led fear. It led to fear and doubt. It let fear and doubt take hold of them. This is what's happening today. Verse 10. But all the congregation said to stone Joshua and Caleb with stone. The so-called people of God wanted to stone those who were sharing God's truth and promises. The same today, even so-called churches in name only can have any form of godliness denying the power of God, the Holy Spirit. Doing the same kind of thing as these people were toward Joshua and Caleb. because of fear and not knowing the truth about our faith. They are bowing down to money and government, not believing and trusting the true God. Many are misled and deceived for not knowing the truth and even denying the truth and going their way, even Satan's way, God have mercy. But look at the second part of this verse. But the glory and the brilliance of the Lord appeared at the tent meeting, tabernacle, before all the sons of Israel. But God showed up. And this gave peace and protection to Joshua and Caleb. And it brought great fear upon all who did not stand in faith. Look. What happens when God shows up? Numbers 14, 20 through 30, the Lord pardons and he rebukes is the caption for this word. So the Lord said, I have pardoned them according to your word. But indeed as I live, and all the earth be filled with the glory of the Lord. Now understand, this was Moses pleading with God, don't destroy them, Lord. Don't destroy them all. It'll go out that you let them out of Egypt to kill them. Wasn't that great wisdom in Moses? Amazing. And God heard his heart and heard his heart and concern for those. So the Lord said, I have pardoned them according to your word. But indeed, as I live and all the earth is filled, be filled with the glory of the Lord. Surely. All the men who have seen my glory and my miraculous signs, which I performed in Egypt and in the wilderness, yet have put me to test. We are not to test the Lord. These 10 times and not have listened to my voice, you don't want to be there, will by no means see the land which I swore to give to their fathers, nor will any who treated me disrespectfully and rejected me, see it. Thank God we're in the time of grace. But my servant Caleb, because of his different spirit and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land which he entered, and his descendants shall take possession of it. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites live in the valley. Tomorrow, turn and set out for the wilderness by the Red Sea. The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, how long shall I put up with this evil congregation who murmur and discontent against me? I have heard the complaints of their Israelites, which they are making against me. You see, they said first against Moses and Aaron, against Caleb and Joshua, and even said, has God led them? That's where they made a mistake. And said to them, as I live, says the Lord, just what you have spoken in my hearing, I will most certainly do to you. Your dead bodies will fall in the wilderness, even all who were numbered of you, your entire number from 20 years upward, who have murmured against me, except for Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. Not one of you shall enter the land in which I swore an oath to settle. Isn't that sad? All the time, the Lord, what he wanted for them. And now he's given them what they were speaking. It'll be the same thing in the tribulation. God of mercy. So that means everybody 19 and under were able to go. But anybody 20 and over that murmured or complained, they wouldn't. God have mercy. There is consequences for our choices. The choice of going man's way in blessing and favor, going God's way. That's what we need to know. Number one, man's way leads to death. Here, mainly physical, but something is much greater here. We are talking about by following man instead of God through faith in his son, Jesus Christ leads to the second death, eternal death. Amen. Number two, God's way leads to eternal life. Here, it was a physical land of promise from God, but having faith and believing in him over all circumstances that would try to lead you, there is a promise of eternal place called heaven, too. Amen? Hallelujah. So by this account of faith, and when almost all others chose man's way, Joshua and Caleb chose to have faith and trust their God and Savior. They were rewarded for this. God saw their heart and was pleased with their choice, even in the midst of diversity. Amen? Now we move to the three young men who would not bow to the world order of their day. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Matthew 13, 57 to 58. And they took offense at him, refusing to believe in him. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his hometown and in his own household. And he did not do many miracles there in Nazareth because of what? Their unbelief. God says you have to have faith to please me and please my Father. Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to walk with God and please him. Whoever comes near to God must necessarily, I believe, that God exists, and he rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek him. Amen. Thank you, sis. Now we go to Daniel, chapter 3, 1 through 7. The king's golden image. Huh. Really? An image, huh? That sounds familiar, don't it? Talking about what? The image of the beast. In the Revelation, the book of Revelation, in the tribulation, in the time of Jacob's trouble. The image of the beast. Look, here's a forerunner of a man named Nebuchadnezzar. He was like the king over the earth. Oh, he thought he was it. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made a gold-plated image whose height, including the pedestal, was 60 cubits, 90 feet, and its width, 6 cubits, 9 feet. He set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Let me tell you something about 9. 9 speaks in the Word of God about judgment. He set up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent word to assemble the satraps and prefects and the governors and counselors and treasurers and judges and magistrates and lawyers and all the chief officials of the provinces to come in dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then the satraps and the prefects and the governors and counselors, the treasurers and the judges, magistrates and lawyers, and all the chief officials of the provinces gathered together for the dedication of the image of King Nebuchadnezzar had set up and stood before it. Then the herald loudly proclaimed, you are commanded. No choice. You are commanded, O peoples, nations, and speakers of every language, that at the moment you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, and trigon, four-string harp, dulcimer, bagpipe, and all kinds of music, I didn't know bagpipes were back that far, you are to fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Number 6. It's funny that this is verse 6. Whoever does not fall down and worship shall immediately be thrown into the midst of a furnace of blazing fire. crossroads of faith, right? So when they heard the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trugon, dulcimer, bagpipe, and all the kinds of music, all the peoples, nations, speakers of every language fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. So, at this time, the Israelites were in captivity to the Chaldeans in Babylon. The government of the known world at that time, three young men had a crossroad of faith to face. Let's look. Daniel 3. 8-12. Worship of the image refused. Refused. At that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and brought malicious accusations against the Jews. Remember, Satan is trying to destroy them because he knows the promise that God said in Genesis 3 was coming, and it was going to come through the Jews, the promised one. They said to Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone that hears the sound of horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, dulcimer, bagpipe, and all kinds of music gets to fall down and worship the golden image. Whoever does not fall down and worship shall be thrown in the midst of the furnace of blazing fire. There are certain Jews whom you have appointed over administration of the province of Babylon, namely Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, pay no attention to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the golden image which you have set up. Amen. Their faith. They didn't worship other gods. Sort of like our day. These people, these true believers in Jesus will not wear the mask of control and fear. These people will not take the jab because they trust their God and Savior over government. Amen? Now, back to these young men. Remember, there are people making accusations and threats out of fear and unbelief of God's way. They truly are. Daniel 3:13-15. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in a furious rage, gave a command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these men were brought before the king. What all started? Somebody's accusation. Some person's accusation or tattletale, whatever you want to call it. And this man brought before the king, Nebuchadnezzar said to them, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you don't serve my God or worship the golden image which I've set up? Now, if you are ready, when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, to fall down and worship the image which I have made, that I have made very good. But if you do not worship, you shall be thrown at once into the midst of the fire, the furnace of blazing fire. And what God is there, listen to this, and what God is there who can rescue out of my hand? Oh, he didn't know their God. He's going to learn. What God can rescue out of the hand of this world government or empire? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? What about us right now, brothers and sisters, as we face the crossroad of faith? Let us hear the answer of faith. Amen? Let us hear the answer of faith. Thank you, Lord. Daniel 3:16-18. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we don't need to answer you on this point. If it be so, our God, whom we serve is able to rescue us from this furnace of blazing fire, and he will rescue us from your hand, O king. But even if he does not, let it be known to you, O king, that we're not going to serve your God or worship the golden image what you have set up. Boldly, they said, let us take heed and grab hold of this kind of faith these young men have. We will not bow down or give in to worldly government or religion. Our God, whom we serve right now, is able to rescue us from what we are facing like them. But if we face some fire for our faith, we will still believe and trust him, knowing that he will not leave us or forsake us. Amen. Now look what happens when they confess this kind of faith from their heart. Oh, hallelujah. Daniel chapter 3, verse 19 to 28. Daniel's friends protect. Oh, yeah. Then Nebuchadnezzar, filled with fury, just think, there's three people? What kind of spirit does he have? His faithful expression changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then he gave the command that the furnace would be heated seven times hotter than usual. Oh, that was a mistake. Seven times? I believe God's hand was there, of course. He commanded certain strong men in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to throw them into the furnace of blazing fire. Then these three men were tied up in their trousers, their coats, their turbans, and other clothes, and were thrown into the midst of the furnace of blazing fire. Because the king's command was urgent, the furnace was extremely hot, and the flame of the fire killed the men who carried up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. See, that's like people coming against you, what God can do. But these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell into the midst of the furnace of blazing fire, still tied up. And then look what happened. Oh, hallelujah. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, looked and was astounded, and he jumped up and said to the counselor, did we not throw three men who were tied up in the midst of the fire? They replied to the king, certainly, O king. And he answered, look, I see four men untied, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the appearance of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar approached the door of the blazing furnace and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God. How did you know that? Something has changed, hasn't it? Come out of there. Come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out in the midst of the fire. The satrap, the prefect, the governors, the king's counselors gathered around them. And they saw that in regard to these men that the fire had no effect on their bodies. Their hair was not singed. Their clothes were not scorched or damaged. Even the smell of smoke was not on them. Amazing, huh? Nebuchadnezzar responded and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and has rescued his servants who believed in him, trusted in, and relied on him. They violated the king's command and surrendered their bodies rather than serve and worship any god except their own God. Why should we doubt or fear, brothers and sisters? How much more will God do this for us who believe and trust and embrace him for salvation and eternal life? What about that? He said, I will watch over and protect, that he will watch over and protect us and provide for us even in the face of no job or standing in faith, truth, and the true God as these men did. Amen? Not to bow down to the gods of this world like government, pharmacia, religion, climate change, and man's way empowered by Satan. No, brothers and sisters. We have been given faith to believe God and not man. For doing this in this world, whatever we face, any kind of suffering is a short time compared to what God has promised to those who believe and trust him now and for eternity. Amen? But we, like the three Hebrew young men, rather than serve or worship any God except their own true living God. Amen? Now, these three had a good friend named Daniel. He had a crossroad of faith too. Amen? Let's look. Daniel 6, 1 through 5. Daniel serves Darius, another leader that has defeated Babylon. It seemed good to Darius, who became king after Belshazzar, who was the son of Nebuchadnezzar, to appoint over the kingdom 120 satraps who would be in charge throughout the kingdom and over the three chief commissioners, whom Daniel was one. That these satraps, as I can see, might be accountable to them so that the king would have no loss from disloyalty or mismanagement. Then this Daniel, because of the dictionary spirit within him, began to distinguish himself among the commissioners and the satraps, and king planned to appoint him over the entire realm. Then the other two commissioners and the satraps began trying to find a reason to bring a complaint against Daniel concerning the administration of the kingdom. Why? Can you say envy? Can you say jealousy? Can you say they want more power, more money and fame and fortune and things? That's more they're concerned about, and they want to get it any way they can? That it is not the love of money? I mean, that it is not about money, and this thing is about the love of money. That is the root of all evil. Then the other two commissioners, satraps, began trying to find a reason to bring complaint against Daniel to center administration of the kingdom, but they could not find a reason for accusation or evidence of corruption because he was faithful, a man of high moral character and personal integrity, and no negligence or corruption of any kind was found in him. And there weren't many people like that. Especially in high places. We know that, right? Then these men said, well, we will not find any basis for accusation against this Daniel unless we find something against him in connection with the law of his God. There we go. Here they go again. So these governors, workers, advisors, corrupt too, were mad and jealous of Daniel, like I said. So they came up with the idea to take out Daniel like many in our day want to do with us. Of course, we know that this is the nature of simple man, and it comes from the fallen one, Satan. Amen? So they come up with something that would test Daniel's faith in his God. Let's look. Daniel 6:6-13. Then the commissioners and satraps agreed to approach the king and said to him, King Darius, live forever. All the commissioners of the kingdom, the prefects, the satraps, the counselors, the governors, have consulted and agreed together that the king should establish royal statute and enforce an injunction that anyone who petitions prays to any god or man besides you, O king, during the next 30 days, shall be thrown into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the injunction and sign the document so that it may not be changed in accordance with the law of the Medes and Persians, which ensures that it may not be altered or revoked. So King Darius signed the document that is the injunction. Now, when Daniel knew what the document was signed, went into his house. Now, in his roof chamber, his windows were open toward Jerusalem. When Daniel knew the document, what it meant, what he could face, did it stop him? Look, he continued to get down on his knees 3 times a day praying and giving thanks before his God, as he had been doing previously. Then, by agreement, these men came together and found Daniel praying. Oh, it's such a dangerous thing. And making requests before his God. Oh, it really is a dangerous thing to the enemy. It's really a dangerous thing to the world system. Then they approached and spoke to the king regarding his injunction. Have you not signed an injunction that anyone who petitions, prays to any god or man except you, O king, within designated 30 days, is to be thrown in the den of lions? The king answered, the statement is true. In accordance with the law of the Medes and Persians, which will not be altered or revoked. Then they answered and said before the king, Daniel, who's one of the exiles from Judah, does not pay any attention to you. So it's not unfamiliar, don't it, with Nebuchadnezzar and all the satraps and governors and counts and all them, what they did to the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, don't they? O king, or to the injunction which you have signed, but keeps praying to his God 3 times a day. So Daniel knew about this document, like all the mandates going out in our days. What did Daniel do because of his faith and relationship with his God and Creator? He disregarded this ungodly document and kept praying and worshiping his God. Why? Because he trusted in his God. He knew him personally and had a relationship with him and was not fearful but faithful. Amen? Now, when you do this, sometimes it costs you. Daniel 6, 14 through 24. Then as soon as the king heard these words, he was deeply distressed over what he had done, set his mind on rescuing Daniel, and he struggled until the sun went down trying to work out a way to save him. Then by the agreement, these same men came to the king and said, know, O king, that this is the law of the Medes and Persians, and no injunction or statute which the king has said may be altered or revoked. So verse 16, Daniel in the den of the lion. Then the king gave a command, and Daniel was brought and thrown into the den of the lion. The king said to Daniel, may your God, whom you constantly serve, rescue you himself. Stone was brought and laid over the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring. And with the signet rings of his nobles, that nothing would be changed concerning. What does that say? To be something like a mandate of leaders, right? Then the king returned to his palace and spent the night fasting. No music or entertainment was brought before him and remained unable to sleep. He was concerned, wasn't he? He was concerned. He didn't like what they did. Then the king rose at dawn. Oh, hallelujah. Rose at dawn. Oh, great things happened at the break of day. And hurried to the den of lions. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When he had come near the den, he called out to Daniel with a troubled voice. The king said to Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you constantly serve, been able to rescue you from the lion? And then Daniel spoke to the king. O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and shut the mouths of the lions so that they that they have not hurt me because I was found innocent before him. Praise God. And before you, O king, I have committed no crime. Then the king was greatly pleased and ordered that Daniel be taken out of the den. So Daniel was taken out of the den, and no injury or whatever was found on him, because he believed in and relied on and trusted in his God. Then the king gave command that those men who had maliciously accused Daniel were brought and thrown into the den of lions. Listen to this. I mean, this, when they do something, man, I'm telling you, talk about punishment. The den of lions, they, their children, their wives. Listen to this. Before they reached the bottom of the den, the lions overpowered them and crushed all their bones. Can you only imagine? They didn't do nothing to Daniel. But you got to know they keep these beasts hungry. And they're very powerful. You look at that and you say, wow. But God, right? Because of Daniel's faith, he believed in, relied on, and trusted God. He was unharmed and rescued. The same for us, brothers and sisters, for such a time as this. Before the final judgment and wrath, for all who do not have faith or rely on or trust in God, he will rescue us too. Amen. So these I have shared are some of the men and women of faith had to face crossroads of their faith in each of their lives as believers of God. Amen. So let's go to the chapter of those who had crossroads of faith where their faith in God was tested. Hebrews 11, the chapter we all can learn from for crossroads of faith. Amen. Hebrews 11, the triumphs of faith. Amen. The triumphs of faith. That's the only way you have a triumph or overcome. Hebrews 11, 1 through 2. Now faith is assurance, entitled deed, confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact, which cannot be experienced by physical senses. It's more greater than your feelings and emotions. For by this kind of faith, the men and women of old gained divine approval. Now, the faith which we have now in Jesus Christ is hoped for as we live and breathe. But what is what's amazing, often promised to those who have this kind of faith? Divinely guaranteed, which means eternal truth and promises of our loving God and Savior. Amen. Let's continue. Hallelujah. I'm going to go over all these, but some of them, there's so much. By faith, Abraham, when he was called by God, obeying by going to a place which he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went not knowing where he was going, but he went anyway. By faith, he lived as a foreigner in a promised land, as in strange land, living in tents as nomads, with Isaac and Jacob, who were fellow heirs of the same promise. For he was waiting expectantly, confidently looking forward to the city which had no foundation. Even then, Abraham, by faith, looking for a city which has foundation, eternal heavenly city, not a city here in this world, whose architect and builder is God, not man. By faith, even Sarah herself received the ability to conceive a child, even when she was long past a normal age, for it, because she considered him who had given her the promise to be reliable and true to his word. So from one man, though he was physically as good as dead, were born as many descendants as the stars in heaven and the number of innumerable as the sun in the sand on the seashore. By faith, verse 17 of Hebrews 11, by faith when he was tested, that is, the testing of his faith was still in progress. Now listen to this, what kind of faith this man had. Offered up Isaac, and he who received the promises of God was ready to sacrifice his only son of promise, to whom it was said, through Isaac your descendants shall be called. For he considered it reasonable to believe, listen to this, that God was able to raise Isaac even from the dead. Indeed, in the sense that he was prepared to sacrifice Isaac in obedience to God. Wow. Abraham did receive him back from the dead, figuratively speaking. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, believing what God revealed to him, even regarding things to come. By faith, Jacob, as he was dying, blessed each of his sons of Joseph, the sons of Joseph, and bowed in worship, leaning on the top of his staff. Let's go down to 23. By faith, Moses, after his birth, was hidden for 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was beautiful and divinely favored child, and that they were not afraid of the king Pharaoh's decree. Because in the time when Moses was born, he was killing off the young males. Again, the enemy trying to come in and stop the promise of God. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to call the sons of Pharaoh's daughter, because he preferred to endure the hardship of the people of God rather than enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Didn't say anything about Egypt there, did it? It said sin, the world. Egypt is a type and shadow of the world and the nature of sin. He considered the reproach of Christ, that is, the rebuke he would suffer for his faithfulness to God, to be greater wealth than all the treasures of Egypt. Isn't that amazing? Like Paul says later, I count it all as dung compared to Christ. Hallelujah. Know what real riches is. Glory to God. He looked forward ahead to the reward promised by God. By faith, he left Egypt, being afraid of the wrath of the king, and endured steadfastly, seeing him who is unseen. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood on the doorpost, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch them, the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people of Israel crossed the Red Sea as though they were passing through dry land. But when the Egyptians attempted it, they were drowned. Evidence this day and time? Brothers and sisters, they have found chariots and chariot wheels and bones of horses and bones of men in the bottom of the Red Sea. Evidence that the things the Word of God says happened and came to pass. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days by Joshua and the sons of Israel. Now, this ain't like some of the forts out in our western, in the western days. No, this was a mighty big wall. Probably a lot of the inhabitants that were in the promised land were like giants and Nephilim. And that's what the problem was the spies that were in the flesh, that's what they saw. But Joshua and Caleb saw that God was stronger and bigger than they were. By faith, Rahab, the prostitute, was not destroyed along with those who were disobedient. But there you go. There was hope for everybody, even hope for this prostitute. and this Gentile. Because she had welcomed the spies and sent by the sons of Israel in peace. What shall I say? What shall I say? For the time will fail me if I tell you of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David, Samuel, and the prophets, who by faith, that is, with enduring trust in God and promises, subdued kingdoms and administrated justice, obtained promises, blessings, closed the mouth of lions, extinguished the power of raging fire, the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became mighty and unbeatable in battle, putting enemies to flight, enemy forces to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection, and others were tortured to death, refusing to accept relief offered on the condition of denying their faith, so that they would be resurrected to a better life. And others experienced the trial of mocking and scourging amid torture, even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were spawned into. They were lured with tempting offers to renounce their faith. They were put to death by the sword. They went about wrapped in skins of sheep and goats, utterly destitute, oppressed, cruelly treated. People of whom the world is not worthy, wandering in deserts and in mountains and living in caves and holes in the ground. And all these, though they gained divine approval through their faith, they did not receive the fulfillment of what was promised. Brothers and sisters, we have. Oh, glory to God. Because God had us in mind and had something better for us. Oh, hallelujah. So that these men and women of authentic faith would not be made perfect, that is, completed in him apart from us. All these people triumphed of faith. All they went through, all they faced, just as Christ told us that we would too. But consider it in much better thing than not believing and trusting God. Okay, hurry back, sis. Why? Because they knew and had a relationship with God and Savior. For us now, they're examples and inspiration for us to keep going and trusting, even as it gets more crazier and darker in these days. As we become the enemy or the voices of hate because we do not bow down to man and Satan, but believe and trust in the true living God, that he is the one who has saved us and delivered us. He is the one who can heal us and protect us from all that man and Satan throws at us. We do not need any of the foolish things of man, but only what God gives us and does for us. Amen? Whatever the cost, brothers and sisters. Now, with us knowing this, where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? Let's look. Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. Jesus, the perfect example. Therefore, since we're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses who by faith have testified to the truth of God's absolute faithfulness, stripping off every unnecessary weight, and the sin so easily and cleverly entangles us, let us run with endurance, active persistence, the race that is set before us, looking away from all that will distract us, and there's much out there that will, and focus our eyes on Jesus, amen, who is the author and perfecter of faith. Our faith. The person sent us for our belief. The one who brings our faith to maturity. Who for the joy of accomplishing the goal set before him endured the cross. Isn't that amazing? What kind of love God has for us? Disregarding the shame. And sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Revealing, what is he revealing? Revealing his deity, his authority, and completion of his work for the redemption and the salvation and freedom of God's created children in eternal life. Just consider and meditate on him who endured from sinners such bitter hostility against himself. Consider all in comparison with your trials, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Compared to what Christ faced, Jesus, the example, what are we to do now? Number one, by our faith and trust in God, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and clever entangles us, as believers we face. Amen? Number two, let us run with endurance and active persistence the race that is set before us. Amen. And I guarantee you that's in the power of the Holy Spirit. Number three, looking away from all that distracts us, and there is much out there that is trying. Looking, focusing our eyes on Jesus. Amen. Number four, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, who he brings us to grow in maturity, even as we face crossroads of faith. Amen. Number five, just consider and meditate on him who endured from sinners such bitter hostility against himself. Consider it all in comparison with the trial, so that we will not grow weary and lose heart. And that, I mean, he showed us how to do it. Amen. All adds up as we face crossroads of faith. It is only by our faith and trust, and that through it all, we are given God's love, mercy, and grace. Amen. Now we look at some crossroads of faith from the New Testament, even the time of God's grace. Amen. Peter's crossroads, even as he's told by the Savior, Jesus Christ, that he would fail and deny him, but Jesus still loved him, just like he does us when we trust him, and I mean, when we trust man and not God. Let's look. Matthew 26:69-74. Welcome back, Sis Luna. Welcome back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, Peter was sitting outside in a courtyard, and a servant girl came up to him and said, "You too were with Jesus the Galilean." But he denied it before them all, saying, "I do not know what you are talking about." And when he had gone out to the gateway, another servant girl saw him and said to the bystanders, "This man was Jesus the Nazarene." And again he denied it with an oath, "I do not know the man." After a little while, the bystanders came up and said to Peter, "Surely you are one of them too, for even your Galilean accent gives you away." Then he began to curse, that is, to invoke God's judgment on himself, and swear an oath. See, that's what cursing does. You know, we talk about cursing, bad words, whatever. You know, even when they say blank, damn, they're saying, "God, curse this thing, damn this thing." You know that? When y'all start thinking about his name, that's what they're saying. God of mercy. Wow. Even by your own words, you receive, you know, what you sow is what you reap. Oh, Lord of mercy. "I did not know the man." And at that moment, the rooster crowed. Okay? And Peter remembered the prophetic word of Jesus when he had said, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." And he went outside and wept bitterly in repentance. Okay? So even when we know the truth, we still deal with this flesh. Peter did exactly what the Lord Jesus said he would do. It came to pass because he knew Peter's heart. But he was condemned, but was he condemned and damned to hell for this? No, he was not. Was when what happened came to pass, Peter remembered what his Savior said. At his crossroad of faith, at first he failed, but he humbled himself and he wept bitterly, realized what he had done and asked forgiveness and wanting to turn back to God. Remember, in our lives, even if we make bad choices and decisions as born-again believers, know this, even when we are faithless, he is faithful, even at our crossroads of faith. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Another young man came to the crossroads of his faith, Stephen, who stood up to all the ones who had a form of godliness but denied the true God and his life and power. Amen. Let's look. Acts 7:51-53. You stiff-necked and stubborn people, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you're always actively resisting the Holy Spirit. You're doing just as your fathers did, which the ones of the prophets did your fathers not persecute. They killed those who proclaimed beforehand the coming of the righteous one, whose betrayers and murderers you have now become. You have received the law as ordained and delivered to you by angels, and yet you did not obey it. What he did, he faced for standing up to the truth of God's word, his crossroad of faith. Acts 7:54-60. Stephen put to death. Well, now when they heard this accusation and understand its implication, they were cut to the heart and they were grinding their teeth and rage at him. Man, that scene, you were angry and mean when you do that. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, led by him, gazed into heaven and saw the glory and great splendor and majesty of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, look, I see heaven open up in welcome, and I see the Son. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I see the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they shouted with loud voices and covered their ears and together rushed at him, considered him guilty of blasphemy. That's what people of the world and the ways of men and religion do. They condemn and judge. Then they drove him out of the city, began stoning him. And the witnesses placed their outer robes at the feet of a young man named Saul. They continued stoning Stephen as he called out to the Lord and said, listen, Lord Jesus, receive and accept and welcome my spirit. Then falling on his knees in worship, he wasn't even focused about them stoning him. He was focused on coming in the presence of the Lord. Listen what he said. He cried out loudly, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. Do not charge them. When he had said this, he fell asleep in death. Boom. He gone. After the body in the presence of the Lord. And what was the last thing he was concerned about? Their souls. Their them being saved. Them be forgiven. They would receive Christ and his forgiveness for their sin. He was put to death just like many of our brothers and sisters are today, facing stoning because he was sharing the truth. Are we all facing for standing for truth? What what are we all facing for standing the truth? What have people been facing or going through? Our livelihoods, like jobs, or going to school. Freedoms, like going to places or traveling. Freedom to express yourself, or freedom of speech for some of these days, but not ones who stand for faith and freedom. We are not to comply to the agenda from this world in hell. We are, but God, who truly loves us, will never leave us or forsake us. He supplies all our needs. Amen? Can our God watch over us? Yes. Amen. Can he provide and deliver us? Yes. And amen. He can even, if we face persecution, prison, and death, he is able, because he is greater than all of this, all of these. And amen. Look at what Stephen was seeing as he faced this crossroad of faith, as he was facing his last breath of his physical world. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit and led by him, gazed into heaven and saw the glory, the great splendor and majesty of God, and Jesus standing at his right hand. And he said, look, I see heavens open and welcome. Hallelujah. You're coming home, Stephen, because of your faith. And the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. He was walking and living in faith, and he was full of the same Holy Spirit we have. He was heavenly minded, not focusing on the suffering and trial he was facing, but his eyes were on the Savior and the Lord Jesus. Amen. Look what Jesus was doing when Stephen was dying for his faith in him. Look, I see the heavens opened up in welcoming the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Amen. Hallelujah. With us, our faith to believe and trust and embrace our Savior, Jesus Christ, for salvation, eternal life, the heavens will open up and welcome us too, brothers and sisters. Amen. Now, even with the Jews or Gentiles, just like in our world, you will face those who do not want to hear the truth about our Savior and God. They want to silence us or put us into prison. Look at Paul and Silas here at their crossroad of faith. Amen? Acts 16:22-34. Paul and Silas in prison. The crowd also joined in the attack against them. The chief magistrate tore the robes open them and ordered that Paul and Silas be beaten with rods. After striking them many times with rods, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to guard them securely. He, having received such strict command, threw them down in the inner prison, the dungeon, fastened their feet in stocks in an agonizing position. But about midnight, when Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so powerful that the very foundation of the prison were shaken, and at once all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were unfastened. Glory to the Lord. When the jailers, shaken out of sleep, saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and is about to kill himself, thinking that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, saying, do not hurt yourself. We are all here. I'm sure that blew him away. Then the jailer called for torches and rushed in. And trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. And after he brought them out of the inner prison, he, what must I do to be saved? He knew that Paul and Silas's God was a true living God, and what he was able to do, the jailer converted. He asked, what I must do to be saved? The question, right? This is what Paul said, or Paul and Silas said. And they answered, believe on the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior and trust yourself to him. And you will be saved. You and your household if they also believe. That wasn't very complicated, was it? Believe on the Lord Jesus and trust yourself to him, who he is, and all that he's done. He didn't have to say that. Because believing in Jesus is believing in him and all that he has done. Wow, huh? He says, you'll be saved in what? Your household. And they spoke the word of the Lord concerning eternal salvation through faith in Christ. How? Not difficult. God's made it simple. To him and to all who were in the house. Everybody, he can listen. And he took them that very hour of that night and washed their bloody wounds. And immediately he was baptized, he and all his household. Oh, hallelujah. Then he brought them into his house and set food before them and rejoiced greatly since he had believed in God with his entire family, accepting with joy what had been made known to them about the Christ. Hallelujah. They believed the truth. They believed the word. So I want to point out some important truths. Number one, the powers that be or the government officials were called in and the people around who did not believe the message of Paul and Silas joined in to punish them, insult them, mock them, and even throw them into prison. This is what you're starting to face here and many other brothers and sisters around the world already. It is increasing as we speak right now. Amen. Number two. In this crossroad of faith, Paul and Silas shared the message of Christ for salvation and life, eternal life. They are beaten with rods and put in prison. How do they respond? Do they murmur and complain? No. This is what they did. But about midnight, when Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, the prisoners were listening to them. With this kind of faith and trust, and praise to their God and ours even as they face this, how did God respond? Oh, hallelujah. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so powerful that the very foundations of the prison were shaken. And at once, all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were unfastened. Isn't that amazing? So I ask you, what can God do for us as we live and breathe now for such a time as we face many trials and tests? Much more, brothers and sisters. Believe in him and what he's able to do for us. Amen. Number three, what came about because of this crossroad of faith for Paul and Silas, even as they went through this? It brought about a man and his family coming to faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, brothers and sisters, it was all worth it. If just one man converted from death to life with his faith in Christ, but not only him, but his family too. Amen? We do not know all of God's will and purpose for us and how it will affect people around us. But whatever we face or go through with our crossroads of faith, I pray we stand for truth as God wants us to in the power of the Holy Spirit so that others know that we trust in God and not man in this life because we have a life that Satan and man cannot give or promise, which is eternal life. Amen? So I finish this with what Paul said, and we should know and take heed as we face the crossroads of faith too. Amen? 2 Timothy 4, 1 through 8. Preach the word. Hallelujah, verse 1. I solemnly charge you in the presence of God. Thank you, Lord. Move this over here. Amen. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. as an official messenger. Be ready when the time is right and when even is not. Keep your sense of urgency. Whether the opportunity seems favorable or unfavorable, whether convenient or inconvenient, whether welcome or unwelcome, correct those who err in doctrine or behavior, warn those who sin, exhort and encourage those who are growing toward spiritual maturity. With inexhaustible patience and faithful teaching, for the time will come when people will not tolerate sound doctrine. Is that happening now? Yes, it is. And the accurate instruction that challenges them with God's truth. But wanting to have their ears tickled with something pleasing, they will accumulate for themselves many teachers, one after another, to satisfy their own desires and support the errors they hold. God of mercy. And will they turn their ears away from the truth and will wander off into myths and man-made fiction? You got that going on. And will accept the unacceptable. But as for you, be clear-headed. In every situation, stay calm and cool and steady. Endure every hardship without flinching. Do the work of evangelists and fulfill the duties of your ministry. For I am already poured out as a drink offering. And the time of my departure from this world is at hand, and I will soon go free. Hallelujah. I have fought the good and worthy and noble fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith, firmly guarding the gospel against error. We need that these days, don't we? In the future, there is reserved for me the victor's crown of righteousness, for being right with God and doing right, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that great day, and not to me only, but also to all those who have loved and longed for and welcomed his appearing. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. That's us, brothers and sisters. Let us, at our crossroads of faith, do what Paul did and all before him. Do what our Savior did so we could be right with our God and Father, and do what is right as we live and breathe and know any crossroad of faith we trust. We do not face it alone. But he is our glorious Savior. But he, our glorious Savior and coming King, has promised, I will never leave you or forsake you because I love you. So with knowing this and having faith in him who we know and love, that we have longed for and welcome his appearing as he comes to rescue all of us who have faith to believe and trust and embrace him to take us home, amen, forever. Praise his name forever. Glory to God. Let me get a drink there. Hallelujah. And what does it take? What we've been talking about tonight. Faith. Thank you, Lord. Didn't turn it on. Yeah. There it goes. Amen.
There is
no ocean that can be parted. There is no mountain that can't be moved. I know there's help for the heavy hearted. The weak will find their strength renewed. God has got to have faith. Mm-hmm. Just got to have faith. It's light for the shadow, for all of you tomorrow. It's knowing he's there through the sun and the rain. It's when you believe it, before you can see it, then you can walk on, cause he's making the way. You just gotta have some faith, faith. You gotta have some faith, faith. Searching for purpose, you know the way then. Praying through so many silent hours. Finding a breath when you feel like fainting. Loving the lover you know right now. Gotta have faith. Amen. Like the shadow for all of you tomorrow. It's knowing he's there through the sun and the rain. It's when you believe it before you can see it. And you can walk on because he's making the way. You just gotta have some faith, faith. You just gotta have some faith, faith. Faith, faith. You just gotta have some faith, faith. Remember your rescue. Amen. Hallelujah. He's standing beside you. Amen. He's light for the shadow. He's hope for tomorrow. He's always there through the sun and rain. You just gotta believe it before you can see it. And you can walk on because he's making the way. You just gotta have some faith, faith. You just gotta have some faith, faith. You don't see, but you believe it anyway. Amen. Faith, faith. Amen. Just gotta have some faith. Amen. Amen. Faith. Faith in the Son of God. Faith in who he is and what he's done, what he's doing and going to do. To believe and trust him is to know him and love him. Because he's one who's never failed you. He's always loved us. Hallelujah. He is a faithful God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Every star can see the light of day, but I am persuaded beyond all hope you won't let go of me. I stake my claim, every word you say, you won't be late. I'll sing, sing through the fire and thunder, cause you're on my side, I trust you with my life. I know my story isn't over, even against all odds, you are a faithful God. You're faithful, God. Amen. Hallelujah. The darkness of weather, though I can't see, I still believe you're good. So I'm moving forward through crashing waves. I know I'm safe with you. You hold my life, you hear my cry, with every breath inside. I will sing through the fire and thunder, because you're on my side. trust you with my life. I know my story isn't over. Even against all odds, for you are faithful, God. That's who you are a faithful God. Amen. I'm convinced promise will hold together. I'm a dwell in the hope of your love forever. I am convinced that your promise will hold together, and I will dwell in your love. Sing to the fire and thunder, because you're on my side. I will trust you with my life. I know my story isn't over. Even against all odds, oh, you're a faithful God, yeah. That's who you are, faithful God. You're faithful God. Amen. He really is. Glory to God. And as we know about faithfulness of God, and we know that we have to have faith for him to move in our life and to believe and trust him, that we proclaim the name of all names, and we proclaim what he is able to do in all the situations we face, all the prayer requests and the heartfelt things we have for ourselves and family and friends and brothers and sisters in Christ, all that are hurting. In Jesus' name, there is power, there is life, there is deliverance, there is healing, there is salvation and life, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is freedom, true freedom, not physical freedom, but the freedom from heaven and the Son of God who frees you from the evil one and the character nature that we had because of the fall of Adam and Eve. But one glorious and more mightier has come, and he has overcome the fall of mankind by his love. And in that love was his life and blood. Hallelujah. In the name above all names, in Jesus' name, oh, hallelujah. God of possible. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The name is Jesus for you. Amen. Hurting, sorrow, I ask my God to move. I speak the name because it's all I can do. Amen. In desperation, I seek heaven, and I pray this for you. I pray for your healing, and the circumstances will change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Declare it. Believe. I speak the name of all authority. Amen. Declaring blessings and every promise is faithful to keep. I speak the name the grave can never hold. He is greater. He is stronger. He's a God of possible. I pray for your healing and that circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I praise miracles of your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Come believe it. Come receive it. Through the power of his spirit now forever yours. Amen. Come believe it. Come receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus, all things are possible. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for healing, that circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. I pray for revival, for restoration of faith. I pray that the dead would come alive in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And what that says, that the dead would come alive in Jesus' name. Brothers and sisters, that's happening every day. People are brought from death to life. And I'm not talking about this physical. I'm talking about the big one, spiritually. They are brought from death to life in Jesus' name. That you have faith and you believe in the Savior and the Son of God, who he is and what he's done. That is faith. Repentance. That you know who he is and what he's done for you. To take care of your sin and sin nature. Understand, he did it. He did it all. He did everything the Father said had to be done. Nobody else. Only him. And you've got to come to the end of yourself and all the self things that you thought you knew or what religious people have told you, what the world has told you, what the devil lies to you. And you've got to come to the truth. For this is not a time of ignorance anymore. The truth of God's word is alive and well. And he expects you to know and believe in him. And he gives you free will to choose him. No one will have any excuses because the truth is here. The Holy Spirit is here. And like it says, that the Lord says, the Lord God, thus says the Lord God, you people, I have put a way of life and a way of death. The question to you tonight, which one will you choose? Life in Christ or death in yourself and Satan? Very clear. When you see what the choices are and what they lead to, I pray you choose Christ because there's no life without him. No true life for sure, which is eternal life. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. As the Lord is speaking, this is in the days we live in, this is very serious. Because in these days, our lives are very fragile. You got people who want to push buttons and fire missiles. You got people that are trying to bring dirty bombs in. You've got all many different things are happening. You got people, God have mercy, creating all kinds of chemical warfare, whatever you want to call it, from hell. And you think you go to a place that's going to help you, and you end up dead or sick or hurting. By you hear people, oh, this thing's great for you. A lie. And God have mercy, most of the time it's just all about money and power. sinful man and lost man don't care anything about you. I can tell you that. They have the nature of the devil, which is to steal, kill, and destroy you, to get ahead, to look at me. Oh, that I have more and more money, that I have more and more things. Seems like these days all that really doesn't matter much anymore, does it? You got people, all kinds of ages, no matter how healthy you are or how sick you are even. This thing, the snake bite, kills you like the venom from the snake of hell. Yes, that's right, sis. And everybody that we think was so great and everything, they're all involved. They're all involved. Believe it or not, they are all involved. The only one to trust in these days is Christ. Understand that. He's the only one that gives life. He's the only one that gives real hope. He's the only one that gives real peace. This world's had it, and it's facing judgment for what they have done with the Son of God by rejecting him, trampling under his blood that was shed for them, and insulting the Spirit of grace. Not a place you want to be. Any way in the world. And like I say, God's perfect. He is just as perfect in redemption and salvation as he is in judgment and wrath. Because that's how terrible sin is. And it will be dealt with for all eternity if it's not under the blood of Christ. But, you know, the sad thing is, it is. And remember, it says all the sin of the world was put on him. But what God requires, by the free will he gave you, it's your choice. Are you going to believe in the God who gave you life and your creator? Are you going to believe the lies of one who hates you and wants to steal, kill, and destroy you? And the people that have that kind of nature, I pray not anymore. I pray we know who we are to believe and trust in. Be very careful and use much discernment in the days we live in your decisions. Always pray before you make any kind of decisions about anything, the future, jobs, going to anybody in white coats. You better be very wise. And hopefully if any of you go to believe in Christ, they believe in life, and they believe in prayer, greater than what they think of science and what they think they have the answers. That's for sure. All right. Now, I would tell you to, you know, believe Christ, believe prayer, and believe the natural things he gave us that mean that, you know, they don't poison your body, but they feed the body systems to make them function like God wanted to, and they have his very nature of healing in them until men run them with their chemicals and stuff to make more money. Be alert. Be alert to what God is. Be very wise in these days. All right, well, praise God. Let's get to some prayer here before we finish up tonight. Hallelujah. That God's made a way. I feel better, praise God, that I'm able to get through this. This is amazing. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's see where we're at here. Let's see. Hallelujah. Trying to find. Here we are. We'll start here. Pray for Sue. I still need to ask Sandra about her friend. I need to do that. Hopefully I can remember at church. We're thankful for the healing of Sis Jeanette, and the Lord has totally healed her, and I believe Logan too. We pray for Nicole's friend Sonia, Sophia, and Sarah, salvation, eternal life. That's one of the greatest prayers we can have, right? Pray for direction for the Holy Spirit to feed my sheep ministry here in Dublin. That's us. Pray for David, for true freedom in Christ, deliverance, and pray Yes, and pray that in the name of Jesus for him because he really needs it. And then we have Brother David, another David, older gentleman that he's asking for prayer for his son for reconciliation, Anthony. And now we're praying for David's grandson, Miles, for healing. They found a lump in his hip. I think he's serving in the military in Japan, and that he needs the Lord to take care of this. All right, sis, we'll get it down. Write it down here. Okay, pray for Sis Connie for her husband, Rick, will seek chariot. All right, sis. Lord of mercy, that should be a no-brainer for, a husband. But anyway, we understand. I know that don't happen all the time in everybody's life. Yes, sis, I think I have that written down here. Pray for, let's see, we're praying still for Darren, for godly wisdom, direction in his life. We're praying for Sis Connie, praise God, the Lord healing. We was praying for Brother Elvie and family. I don't know if y'all have heard anything, but I think if they're putting up ministry and serving here, that things have gone better in North Carolina for them about power and water. I believe God's already touched that. Pray for Nicole's Sis Anna to come back to Jesus. She asked for that. We pray for Amanda for healing and blood pressure lower in peace. That's Sis Brenda's niece. Pray for the, and that happened already. Pray for Tim and Sandra to let go and let God. That's another new thing that the Lord has said to us. In the days we live, let go and let God. Some things we try to hang on to, let go and let God. He knows what's best for us, right? We pray for, there it is, I got it. Pray for our church here in Dublin for wisdom and direction. We pray for Logan's safety. And the judge heart will be toward Logan and Shannon and to keep it like it is and for protection of Logan and Shannon overall. We pray for your dad for healing, Sister Nicole. We pray for healing for Sis Luna. It was Sis Luna. Pray for your dad for healing. And Sister Nicole, for healing and deliverance. We pray for Sister, I got that, and then we pray for Sis Connie for her husband, Rick, and we'll fix the shower head. All right? Amen. All right. Well, praise God. We lift all these up in the name of Jesus because the time is getting quick here, and we believe that the Lord hears our prayers. As we speak them, and we speak them as concern and from our heart, he hears them. So we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we speak all these prayer requests, that you know what's going on. And, Lord, you want to show yourself strong and mighty in your children's life and to know that you reward those who believe and trust you and have faith in you. And, Lord, we very humbly ask, because of your mercy and love, that you intervene in each of these prayer requests and that we will have testimonies of you, Lord, touching lives of the people you love. We honor and praise you tonight, Lord, and that we understand the time we're living is a crossroads of faith. It's like many of our brothers and sisters and the heroes of triumph of faith did before us. And that they all know the only way to get through is to believe and trust you, to thank you, to worship you, even in a place of a dark dungeon like Paul and Silas did. Or in the midst of a fire like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. Or in the place of Daniel in the lion's den. All these kind of things that seem like the enemy or those influenced by the enemy do. Because they can't stand the light. Because the light exposes them. And they usually get upset. And they are very angry because of that kind of nature from hell. Lord, we pray for them. And we pray like Nebuchadnezzar saw. And then he called for the true God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The same thing with Darius, calling to the true God. And then the same thing is like of Peter repenting and coming back to you. And you still loved him, even though he denied you. And then like Paul and Silas and the jailer came to you, Lord. You're awesome and wonderful, Lord. And you're still doing the same. As in this day, thus says the Lord, has put before people the way of life through Jesus Christ and the way of death for themselves and Satan. We pray that they choose life and not death. We honor and praise you tonight, Father. A very strong word, but it needs to be that way. People need to know how serious and the times that we live really are. And we give all the glory and praise in your mighty name, Lord Jesus. Amen. All right, now we'll have Sis Jeanette come. Sis Jeanette will come, and she will finish up tonight with another wonderful song, How Excellent Your Name Is, Lord. It is. Your name is excellent. Hallelujah. It's the name of life, the name of getting life and mercy and grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's Sis Jeanette's going to come. I hope Sis Luna's okay. Amen, sis.
Amen, brother.
Okay. Praise God.
Amen. You are healed in Jesus' name. You defeated your back. Let it go away. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sis. I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It's healed much better.
It will come, of course. I believe it always does. Okay,
amen,
brother.
All right, thank you, sis.
Okay, you're welcome, brother.
All right.
Your excellence, your name is on the earth.
excellent, wonderful is your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for who you are.
Amen, sis. Amen. Praise God. Well, thank you. We thank God for you, sis, for serving the Lord and how much you love the Lord, and that you pour out your heart for worship and praise, and to encourage us and to share God's word as God leads you. We're very grateful that we're all in this
and
together.
I'm grateful for you too, brother. I thank the Lord for you. I found you, leading me to you, to your ministry. I thank the Lord for that. Jesus.
Well, praise God. He's moved and touched people's lives, and that's for sure. Sure are learning that there's definitely a contrast. There's definitely two choices. And you sure want God's, because he knows what's best for us, that's for sure. Well, thank you, sis, and praise God. Another day, and we came together. We hope the best for Luna and Sis Nicole and Andrew. They weren't here, but we pray the best for them. We miss them.
Yes.
And Lord willing, we'll be back here next week. If not, hallelujah, we'll be in heaven.
Fly away.
Amen. Fly away, yes, ma'am. Yep, no more back pain, no more hurting or sickness and nothing like that. Just up there rejoicing with the Lord in our new glorified, resurrected body. Amen. All right.
Amen.
Everybody
okay,
else.
Brother, have a great weekend, and to all my brothers and sisters in the chat room, shalom
amen.
To all and good night. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
shalom
Lord.
And
amen.
Our love and prayers toward you.
Same as well to you, brother and sister
right.
Brenda and sister right. Connie. Bye-bye. Good night.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
See you too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Jesus. Well, glory to God. That's the end. Glory to God. We give all glory and honor to our soon coming King, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Shalom and good night. Hallelujah. We made it through. Amen. We did it, Lord, with your help. We did it.